This is the SML Podcast.
Take your salad knife and stab him in the shoulder. All the better then, all the disease.
All of them.
Every single one of them.
Yeah. I'll say our openings were funnier when we used Tim's microphone because he would just hit record. We would talk for 20 minutes and then start the podcast.
Well, that's great. Maybe I don't want to have a bunch of random fucking crap at the beginning of it. I'm trying to be slightly more professional.
You're not the one who chops that stuff off.
Well, that's great. I could record like 3 hours worth of material and then clip it and then send it to you and be like, here's what we have. Doesn't matter.
If you want.
I can do that. I have the power.
And then I could still fuck with what you send me.
You could. You could essentially, I could send you.
I think it's better if Joe just keeps doing it though, just because he's been doing it.
Well, yeah, well, no, I have. I've been sending them to him. But yeah. I could essentially record a bunch of shit, clip it, send it to you. You could sit with a microphone and record like an hour's worth of material before the podcast if you wanted to. Because technically, you're the one that uploads them, so I can't stop you.
You should do that one day. Boot up the podcast. It's just an hour if you play an Xbox.
Cluster Collector. 2013.
Too bad I already beat Saints Row 4.
I know.
Or else that would have been great.
Yeah, literally just every single time. Woohoo!
Yes, got one!
Yes,
got one!
Can I make it?
No, you can't, actually. Don't.
Woo! Ooh, he made it.
He did. That was good.
Rebound off the spinning lid, off the wall, back onto the lid, and in.
That was actually really impressive.
That was.
It was. It was good.
If only we had video of it, but that one would day. Require
no. We'll do stuff. Someday we'll do video.
I was just thinking about that the other day, actually. We should start recording.
Yeah, we should.
Are we? Just, we are now.
Yeah, we.
We've been for like
32
minutes.
Yeah, we should start. I thought about the video thing the other day. And
how about you introduce yourself?
I'm Tim.
I'm taking a drink of water.
And I'm Joe, and this is the Storm Might Limit, our podcast.
Yeah, because it looks like it's black outside.
If you hear
it's racist.
It's 4 o'clock. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's the news, Chicken Finger podcast.
If you hear in the news in Danville, Pennsylvania, 3 people were burned to death when all their equipment exploded.
That'd be us.
In a kitchen. That's us.
But then this podcast wouldn't be online, and you wouldn't know that we're giving you
the heads up. It'll be what I do with my last dying breath.
Hit upload. On your exploded computer.
No, yeah. He'll hit the share button on his PS4.
Actually, with Studio One, I could have it set to automatically export it to my SoundCloud account if I want.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
I could do that.
First order of business.
Mm. A rival.
Yeah, we're on the fucking wavelength today,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
First order of business is zoop, zoop.
Zoop, zoop. Can we have that at the end of the thing?
We have to put it at the end of the fucking show.
Yeah. This is one of the songs that's going in at the end.
But there's a preface to this, which is, I have the video saved, or a screenshot of the name of the video you need to look up first.
We'll put it, can we put it in the description?
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Video. The reference that we're making right now.
God damn it. Right. You guys like need to bring me into the loop on shit.
We should have done this. Stop the recording. Stop everything. Stop the presses.
Nope.
Let's show Joe this.
No.
I know. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
You know that we really...
Okay. So what you do is you go to YouTube. You go to YouTube and you search Don't Complain About Zoo. Which I guess we can try to type out. I'll send a picture of it to Joe, the screenshot, so you can look it up. But basically what this is during a fighting game community thing that was going on, a guy who goes by the name of Triforce, who's a really weird guy,
used to be
Justin Wong's like manager, promoter, whatever you want to call him.
His Don King.
Yeah, his Don King. So he was doing this commentary with some people over a Marvel vs. Capcom 3 tournament, and he was upset that somebody keeps using the Z Saber special move, which is like I guess it's like an infinite loop combo or something you can pull off with him. And he was complaining about how every time somebody calls in their next character, all you're going to hear is zoot, 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 zoot. And you got to sit there and wait for the zoot, 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 zoot the whole time. So the other people he's with, they're like, what the fuck are you talking about? Is that a fucking bumblebee? Like, what the fuck is that? So our dear friend A-Rival went out and remixed dirtiest fucking beat.
It is seriously, like, it's so fucking catchy. And it is very, it's very dirty. Like, it is... It's fucking awesome.
When you watch the video and you know what's going on with Marvel vs. Capcom.
All right, you know what? Fuck it. We're not going to put it at the end. We're going to play it right now. I'm going to grab the mic when Marco is playing. And when he does a combo with someone, I'm going to sit here on the mic.
So that's that. I think
it seriously gets funnier every time I hear it. Absolutely gets funnier every time I hear it.
I fucking hate Triforce so much.
Oh, so you know who he is?
Yeah.
Let's talk about Triforce for a little bit. Tell us a little bit.
Let's see. He was, I don't even know if he still is, but the leader of Empire Arcadia, which is Justin Wong, group, I guess.
Yeah. I think Justin Wong York. Moved on from that.
I don't know, but Empire Arcadia was a big participant in some of the earlier MAGFests. Some of them still show up, but there was a time where, like, they were up on stage at opening ceremonies, like, hey, we're Empire Arcadia, and we're here to help play games with you. And then, like, they would enter every tournament.
And just demolish
And
them.
Demolish everyone to the point where people just, they stopped entering tournaments because there was no point in entering them. I thought I told this story before where in between panels at the one MAGFest, there was a whole group of people playing Tetris DS.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Like 2 weeks ago.
Did I? And Triforce was one of the guys.
Oh, yeah. He's really good at Tetris. Yeah.
And it came down to me and Triforce. Mm-hmm. Everyone else was already eliminated because Tetris DS, the multiplayer, you eliminate each other until someone wins. And it was down to me and him. We were going back and forth. Like, I'd get built up, and then I'd fight back down. He'd get built up, fight back down. I was low. He was high. I was building for a Tetris, and I had some straight pieces coming on the way. And then the communication ended. Someone closed their system. Because on that game, everyone had to stay in the game or killed the game. I had a friend standing over by Triforce, and he heard Triforce tell one of his guys next to him, he's like, shut it, shut it. So I was going to beat Triforce at Tetris, and he apparently bitched out. I didn't hear it myself, so I can't absolutely verify that that happened, but I could still brag that I pretty much beat Triforce at Tetris DS.
Yeah, he makes a big deal of that, apparently, that he's really good at Tetris. There's like a documentary about the fighting game community floating around, and he... or maybe it's just about Triforce and Justin Wong and their story, but he was, this dude walks around, he like wears a power glove. He changed his name to Triforce.
Legally changed his name to Triforce Johnson.
Can I meet this guy so I could beat the fuck out of him?
Yeah,
because let me tell you this.
I'll tell you exactly how to meet him. Next time there's a big Nintendo launch, probably Pokemon, go to Nintendo World. He'll be at the front of the line. And if he's not at the front of the line, someone from Empire Arcadia will be there saving his spot for him because he won't stay there the whole time.
Do you want to go?
No.
Fuck. Oh, Pokemon XY. Yeah, when is that?
October.
October 1st.
October 22nd?
I don't know.
1st?
Whenever the 2DS gets released.
Tudes. The Tudes.
Oh my god, the best memes in the world about that too.
Yeah, right.
Because somebody turned it into like, because it looks like an axe head, someone put an axe handle on it.
Yeah, and then somebody put the villager's hands.
Oh my god, I didn't
Animal
see
Crossing.
That.
Yeah, I was like, wow, that's amazing.
Speaking of Animal Crossing, I finally finished paying off all my house and everything like that. So I did that.
Anyway, though,
it's all good.
Wow.
I'm excited. So yeah, Triforce is a boner.
Mm. A boner.
Yeah, let me go back to that. So obviously I don't know the guy, but let me put it to you this way. Whenever there is someone that claims that they are like the absolute like 100% like I am the best at something, and whenever they get contested, they have to act like a total fucktard.
Yeah.
Those are the kind of people that I feel like I have a job, I have a duty to do as someone that...
Duty.
I know, duty. As someone that I feel could probably kick some ass to beat the piss out of these people.
Duty.
Mainly just because like they need to get knocked down a couple pegs.
Like
so,
duty.
Whatever. Yeah, I will throw out, even though I just had surgery on my shoulder, both of my shoulders, if I were to see this person... in real life,
dive kick him,
and I would sweep the leg. I'd sweep the leg and make sure.
And then rapid succession of kicks
because,
to the scrotum.
You know why? Because
you know what I'd do to him? I'd walk up to him back.
Don't come play.
Z saber. I don't know. I'm sorry, but I'm just like I really hate people that could, you know, suck the entertainment out of something.
No,
like I hate people like that. So maybe I shouldn't go to MAGFest because if he is going to be there, I'll just.
I don't think he's been there in a while. If he has, I haven't noticed him. It's so big that you won't notice people there anymore.
Like it's I'm sorry, so like literally, big. Like changing your legal name. Like to Triforce.
Yeah.
What a faggot.
Like not like Link or Princess Zelda or Ganondorf or you know any of the big characters from it. Triforce.
On the subject anywhere, of being like, named Ganon,
no,
this is just real quick.
Okay.
My friends Hillary and Brian in Arkansas named their child Ganon.
That's awesome.
Their family loved the name too because it's such a beautiful Irish name. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly why we chose it.
Yeah, right.
It's such a good Gerudo
So the whole him wearing a power glove, like, does he really like?
No, we got to throw up this documentary, like tonight or something if you want, because like they show him like at a tournament and the people running the tournament were telling him that he can't wear it and stuff like that.
So he was like QQing.
Yeah, he was being mad.
Oh my god. Now, like, I'm sorry, but like the more that you just tell me about this guy, I just really want to beat the piss out of him.
Let me see if I can find a picture of him.
He's also one of those guys who always, always thinks he's right 100% of the time.
Then I really want to beat the piss out of him. Sorry, but I'm like, I'm never one to go out searching for fights. But seriously, like when I hear people that are just like this much into themselves, like I just really feel like I serve a purpose to be that person to knock them down a couple pegs.
This might be the same MAGFest, but there was some panel I don't remember any of the details at all, except there was some kind of point that he was debating where everyone in the room disagreed with him. And one of our friends, his girlfriend, stood up and just tore him apart, like pointed out every single thing that he was wrong about, every point that he had wrong, and pretty much said blatantly, so you need to shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody cheered her. And he was just like, no, no, you don't know. That's not how, that, no, man, no, let's just move on. Let's just move on.
Yeah, let's move on so that I don't have to, you know, accept the fact that I'm wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of pictures of him on Google of him just being first in line at shit for Nintendo stuff. Like, you weren't kidding about that at all.
That's really funny.
I told you, he'll be first in line at Nintendo World, and, like, he was there for the Wii, he was there for the Wii U, he was there for the 3DS, and
I found all those pictures. So
what does he do for a living? I don't want to ask that question.
Steals good players' monies.
I think, yeah, as far as I know, he doesn't have a normal job. But, like, he won't just be the first to camp out overnight. He makes it a point to camp, like, a week before the launch.
And not even be there himself for, like, the last portion of it?
For big chunks of it, he won't be there.
But then it's not even him doing it.
He'll have other people there. Like, cops have told him to move and he'll come back.
What? Oh, my God. Yeah. Now I'm just getting fired up. Like, just because, like, I hate
how much attention he gets. To me, he's like the Kardashian of the video game world.
I'm so glad that I haven't heard about this guy until right now, because I'd probably... Like, honestly, like, people like this... You know how jacked up you get about Anita Sarkeesy or whatever?
You mean Mustin? Yeah.
how jacked up you get about, like, talking about, like...
Yeah, no, Anita Sarkeesian makes me fucking angry. Like,
this... I would say that someone along the lines of this is what pisses me off.
Shit, we said we weren't going to bring her up again, but she's been brought up. What were all those details that came out recently about her that I know you wanted to talk about a week or two ago?
Yeah, that's right.
I was like, I don't want to give her any more attention.
Yeah,
we already spoke her name.
Was it just her new video? Or?
Oh, no, she was like... She
I didn't hear about
there was
this.
There was this huge controversy about how a bunch of people on the internet with too much time on their hands. I don't want to say too much time.
So
on
the
their
internet,
hands. The internet. I guess. Let me see if I even remember what it was all about. I think
they found some stuff about her history where, like, she's making these videos about doing pyramid schemes.
I brought that up before. I've seen that video. It's a video of her at a seminar. You know how, like...
Well, no, the guy... I guess the guy that was putting her up to do a lot of this kind of stuff and, I guess, like, taught her about a lot of these kind of things. And I guess, like, got her into it, and then she just kind of rolled with it or whatever. I don't know if they're still partners or...
Well, there is a video of her at, like, a pyramid scheme, make money off of X thing video. Yeah. Where, like, you know how some of those things, they have, like, booths you can walk in and talk about what you thought of the seminar.
Right. Yeah.
And things like that. It's one of those videos of her being like, oh, you know, I really learned a lot from this of how to, like, go make money on the internet. And, like, yeah, no, that's one of the main reasons why I can't fucking stand her, is because I know that she found something that mattered to her to an extent, but she realizes it stirs up so much controversy, you can't not make money off of it.
Yeah.
You know?
I still love the whole thing that she makes these videos and she got all this money to buy games, to play these games, and she just takes video of other people's Let's Plays.
Yeah, how about that shit?
Oh, that was really funny, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, like, and you know what? You know what really sucks about it? I was actually thinking, I mean, this is slightly off video game topic, but I was thinking the other day, because I'm actually going to start working on... a solo album project that I'm actually going to do, like a CD DVD combo. well, no, this is an actual, like, musical endeavor.
Oh, I want Combat Medic.
But I want to do I want to call it a audio biography, and I want to do a cover album of, like, a lot of songs that...
It's just going to be him crying.
But I want to do a lot of cover songs of, like...
My shoulder hurts.
I want to do a lot of songs that have, like, influenced me over the years, and, like, get a bunch of people from my musical past to come in and do, like, guest spots and, like, you know... But, like, do some commentary before each track.
I'll rap,
like,
with you.
But, you know, like, basically I want to do, like,
have
almost
an
like
SML
a...
SML rap song.
But I want to do, like, an autobiography in CD form, and then do, like, a DVD that kind of goes with it.
The DVD is just going to be him trying to lift his arm up.
No, I'll
for
be...
For 95 minutes.
It's just going to be him playing Diablo.
But the thing was, when I sat and thought about it, I'm like, you know, there's a lot that goes into it, and I would want, like, I was thinking about possibly doing a Kickstarter.
It's $20.
But it's honestly, it's like... But honestly, it's, you know.
Oh my God. Hold on. Pause. Pause for 1 minute.
Come on, man.
Kickstarter.
Like, the $20 bang stuff on the table.
In Kickstarter, the $20 tier has to be called, it's $20.
Okay. Just for you. But no, like, honest, and I don't even know if I want to do a Kickstarter with it, because when I thought about it, I'm like, you know, this is exactly what I need to do a Kickstarter for. Like, this is the perfect project that I would really want to do with it. But then, like, I started thinking back to stuff like, you know, Anita Sarkeesian and, like, all these people that are doing these things that are very, like
self-wankery.
Skeevy. They're, you know, like, and it kind of takes away, like, some of the justification of people wanting to do these Kickstarter projects. And it's like, I don't want to come off as some kind of person that's just trying to do a project just for the sake of, hey, give me money so I could do something. Like, I mean, to me, it would mean a lot, but I don't know if it's going to get lost within a bunch of bullshit.
Probably. Like, you could try Indiegogo. You
know,
Indiegogo seems more friendly towards stuff like that.
I will spend hours sifting through Kickstarter looking for cool stuff. And then, like, I'll find something when it has 2 days left and I can't afford it now because it has 2 days left and I can't come up with $200 for the collector's edition. You know, like, that really makes me sad. Things get buried in there all the time.
Speaking of, there are two Kickstarters I really want right now.
Which ones?
The Mighty Number 9.
Obviously.
The $200 package that comes with, like, the American and Japanese
hardcover
manuals and boxes, the American and Japanese shirts, the hardcover art book.
I've got the $125 already pledged, but I might bump it up to that depending on how much money I get this month.
Yeah, it's all about money, because the other one I want, they both end, like, within 2 days of each other. Mm-hmm. The other one I would want, I think it's a $250 range for the new Shantae game, which I'm worried. It's been a week and it's only halfway to the goal, so this'll...
Shantae?
Yeah, from WayForward.
Shantae.
Shantae.
God damn it. Shantae. No, Shantae from WayForward. Jake actually does the music for...
Yeah, I feel like I might have met these people.
What? Vert? You said you met Vert?
Yeah,
he does the music for Shantae. He's the way forward.
I might have met all of these people. I might have hung out with all of them.
Probably.
In a basement at
Possibly.
At a basement.
But way forward, the first Shantae game was on the Game Boy Color. It was a Capcom game. It was one of the last high-profile Game Boy Color games to come out. Like
Battle Tanks?
No. No, but, like, copies of Shantae are ridiculously expensive.
Oh, that's the name of the game. It's Shantae.
Yeah, Shantae.
Shantae.
The original game was just Shantae. They ended up coming out with digital versions on... Like,
digital
the,
monsters.
No.
Digimon Are the Champions.
I hate you guys sometimes.
We were just doing it to him.
Yeah.
Like 2 seconds ago.
Not this much. Not this much.
I was trying to get through a legitimate thing.
You got a lot further.
That's because I just ignored you. I just continued with my point, and then once I got to the point where, like, you know, you guys were able to interject, then I let you
But
know.
No, yeah, I met like Jake Kaufman.
Yeah, he does the music for him.
Yeah.
He's the Way Forward audio guy.
Oh, okay, cool.
So he does...
it was neat. Like, I shook his hand and I'm like, we talk about you a lot. And I'm like, and I don't know who you are, but now I do. Nice to meet you.
I've heard your name a lot. That I don't know why.
I was hanging out with that night, the guys who do Shuffle Night coming out.
Oh, yeah.
I was with the developers of that. And
yeah, that's another Kickstarter I backed.
Yeah, it looks fun. I saw they pulled up a build on the projector and nice. Were trying to play it. It was funny.
But the Shantae one...
I keep wanting to.
I know.
Keep
every time he says it, I'm like,
go ahead.
Shantae. I really I can't help it. Every time you say that,
Shantae.
I'm like, Shantae.
Shantae.
Shantae. I can't.
Shantae.
Shantae.
I gotta stop.
Tim.
No!
Tim. Shantae.
The
new game, all the others have been DSi or DSiWare, whatever it was. The original just came out on the Virtual Console, which paying $6 for it is a hell of a lot easier than dropping over $100 for
not
just
to mention
a Game Boy Color card.
Like, do you have it?
The original game?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No, actually, one of my ex-girlfriends actually has the game signed by Vert.
Oh, word.
Yeah, she kept it when we split up.
That
what
bitch.
A bitch.
I will find you. And I will kill you.
Yeah, I've been trying to get my hands on it again, but it is so goddamn hard to track down. One of the Kickstarter rewards, the $10,000 tier, in addition to including like all the really big stuff, like hanging out with them, getting all the different rewards, is they have 3 sealed copies of Shantae.
And you get all 3 of them?
No, you get 1 of them. They only have 3 of them up for offer, but
wow.
It's just insanely hard game to find now. But
so here, all right. So since we're on the topic of Kickstarter, and I'm thinking of doing a Kickstarter, you guys can email me in and tell me your answers for this. What is the highest price that you would go for? Like how high is too high for like that ridiculous tier?
It depends. On
it depends
what it is.
On what's included.
Like if they had a meta, if Kojima put up a thing that was like $10,000 to have dinner with Kojima, I'd probably try to scrounge up $10,000.
I don't know. That just blows my mind. Like $10,000, you can get a fucking car.
To me,
I don't know, man. Like to me, I don't know if my priorities are just in different places, but I don't know.
To me, I think like the $250 is probably as high as I'll go. Because it seems the physical stuff stops there, and then it's like, oh, you get your art in the game. Like, that shit doesn't appeal to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I have, if we pull up Hex for a second.
I don't know. Hex has made a lot of sense.
Hex has made a lot of sense, and we spent $250 without batting an eye. And I have friends who spent $500 without batting an eye, and I wish I could have. I just didn't have the money. $500 would have been...
I don't
delicious.
Know. I'm very happy with me going it. Now, Hex is the only Kickstarter that I've actually backed, personally. Like, it's the only one that I've done. And I went in at $250. And that is a heavy price point for a lot of people. But I tell you what, man, like, if you're that...
You're going to get a lot of play out of that game.
I'm really excited. Well, even... And I told you guys slightly before we started recording, but to get myself psyched for Hex... as I started playing Shadow Era, I think is the name of it. It's this TCG that you can get on, I have on my phone. But it plays like Magic. It's kind of cool. If you're looking for something new to play, that check it out. I've been playing that mainly just because I've been sitting in a chair from my surgery and I couldn't play anything too ridiculous. So
Diablo.
Nah, I haven't been able to. I can't. Diablo. Oh, speaking of Diablo, go check out my review of it.
You give it a 1 out of 10.
I gave it a 9 out of 10, actually. I did.
So you gave it a good score? That's shocking.
But I didn't give it a...
See, I minus 9 when I read that. I was like, oh, 10 minus 9, it's 1. So it's 1.
It's actually 1.
Real quick, pros and cons. Pros?
Pros of console?
He no longer says Diablo.
Yeah, of the new version of the game that you reviewed. The game you fucking reviewed, pros.
Pros of it? There's no auction house. I'm glad that there's no auction house.
Okay, cons?
Cons.
There's no auction house. I can't sell shit.
No. Cons.
Con.
Sometimes the UI Shantae. The UI can get a little weird, but I mean it's on a console, so it's obviously easier to go through a UI on a computer than it is on a console. So the UI can get kind of meh, and it is kind of difficult to follow your character sometimes. On the console version.
I wish to God that game would have an option to just equip optimal equipment instead of digging through it. What do you do?
There's an auto equip. If you pick up something that is, they implemented a whole system on it. When you pick up an item in the console version, you can hit, I think it's down on your D-pad, and it'll show the recent things that you've picked up. And if it shows, like, it'll show your attack, defense, and vitality
stats. Yeah, it has, like,
stats.
Green and red arrows.
If they're green or... Yeah, if they're green all the way across, you could just quick equip it and then just keep going.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I had the auto-equip option on.
That's for if you don't have anything in the slot.
Yeah, well, whatever.
So if you don't have any... Like, if you pick up boots and your guy wasn't wearing boots, it'll automatically put it into your boot slot.
Yeah.
But the whole quick-equip thing that they did was for that reason. So that if you pick something up... And it has green all the way across, and you don't want to sit through and sift through all the stats, but it says green all the way across. You could just go quick equip it and just be like, all right,
didn't know
here
that.
We go.
Learn something new every day.
Mm-hmm. And here's the other thing, and I'm pretty sure they explain it in one of the loading screens, but do you know about the elective mode?
Yes.
I know that there's a lot of people that probably don't.
Wait, elective mode, is that where you can become president?
No, elective mode in Diablo is where you can actually go through and set it so that normally it has like it has categories for a lot of the different skills and stuff that you can use. And you normally, under the regular default settings, you can only pick one from each category for all your button presses. In elective mode, you can set whatever
any skill to any button. Yeah, that's what I switched it to.
Yeah, but that was—I remember when we even had it on the on PC.
P-Sizzle.
When we first started sitting down and playing, he's like, I can only have one skill for one button, da da da. And I'm like, and we were really pissed about it because we didn't know about elective mode. But then we started sifting through it, and I found it, and that made it all better. But yeah. So if you don't know about elective mode and you're playing through Diablo, switch it now.
Yeah.
Like, right now, just go turn your console on, go to your, settings, turn elective mode on.
Do it right now.
Right now.
Yeah, right now, listener.
Right now.
Right meow.
Meow.
Mm-hmm.
Shantae.
Yeah. That's the main cons of it. I don't know. I tell you what, I enjoyed playing it a lot more on the console than the PC, mainly just because, like, the dodge mechanic made me play it slightly differently, and it was really entertaining, and it was a lot more action based that way. It was a lot more involved. It was some good thunder.
That's really like someone thunder. Knocking on the window.
Damn thunder!
All right.
Wonder if the mic picked that up.
Maybe I don't know. I don't have my headphones on all the way.
Thunder,
so.
Thunder, this. Thundercast.
This is the SML Stormcast.
Basically. No, to be completely honest with you, I wish I wouldn't have put so much time into the PC version, because I actually would have put just as much time, if not more, into the console version. Just because it, to me, it's a little bit more fun to play with that dodge mechanic, because I'm a little bit more involved. Whereas in PC, I can kind of like go on autopilot.
Yeah.
Where
if only they had built this game for PC from the ground up.
Now, let me put it to you this way. The loot seems to be much better on the console version, but that's also because I did some research on it, and the reason why they actually did that was because the lack of the auction house. So you don't have an easier system of finding upgrades, so they want to make the loot drops better. Now, they're doing a loot 2.0, which we already talked about when they announced the new expansion. And with what they're doing with loot 2.0, and it's gonna make the loot better on the PC version as well. It's not out right now, so you can't really fault them that much on it right now. They are working towards it, so we'll just have to see what it's like once that comes. I just kind of wish that the auction house didn't make so much of a difference on the PC version. I don't know. I kind of wish the auction house didn't even exist.
I kind of wish they made a good game.
It is a good game. You just refuse to let it be.
Narrowing my eyes.
I know. Well, no, and that's the thing, too. Some people just had such a high expectation for it, and there's a reason to have a high expectation for it. I did as well. But you have to realize,
Tim just had it's a drive-by rubbing from the cat.
Gross.
It's back.
If you take it for face value, the game's good.
No,
it's
just
there's a lot of people that want... There's a lot of people that want different things in it, and just because it's not there, they're just going to say it's bad.
I just want Diablo 2.
Then play Diablo 2.
I want Diablo 2. Go back to it. I want Diablo 2 and better graphics. Diablo 2 HD Remix Turbo.
Go make it.
I will.
Yes, buy the license and just make it.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, and you playing the console version would probably change your mind if you could sit and play with a couple people on couch co-op.
Well, no,
I'll tell you right
now. That's one of the things that made me mad, is I saw Diablo 3 on console, and I was like, wow, this looks so much more fun than the PC one. That pisses me off.
Well, yeah, it pissed me off too, but at the same time, it's like, Diablo is one of those games... Please don't do that. Just pick...
I have no arms!
Take your arms out of your shirt.
It's not our fault.
You schmuck.
I almost just fell out of the chair.
Yeah.
Trying to get the cat off of my lap.
Do you need a blankie to warm you?
No, I've got T-Rex arms, which is like the best of both worlds. just my hands are coming out of my sleeves on my short sleeve shirt.
Diablo is one of those games that I think always would have translated better on consoles than PC.
I'm gonna have to be Triforce right now, and I'm just gonna be like, let's move on.
Oh, this is blurry.
We've done a lot of...
That's our podcast picture this week.
Oh, great.
We've done a lot of talk on Diablo in the past. So
Diablo.
What did you review recently?
Nothing really recently.
You didn't do Final Fantasy.
No, someone else did that. I did my hands-on preview of Final Fantasy 14.
I'm in the His process of reviewing...
Preview.
Spartan Assault, the Windows Phone and Windows 8 only twin-stick shooter Halo game, which is good. It's good.
Cool.
I don't know. It's kind of difficult. I kind of want to get the review done before I talk about it too much. But I love twin stick shooters. I love Halo.
I do too.
I expected to love this, but it's sort of it's the exact thing that I talk to my game development team all the time. I'm like, you know, why don't this game doesn't have to be restricted because it's on mobile. We don't have to make it a small game because it's on mobile. We don't have to make it a, quote, mobile game to put it on mobile.
Right.
And that was the first thing I noticed about playing this game was, I'm like, oh, wow, this is really, like, limited. Like, it's extremely limited, and it has poor monetization schemes in it for you to, like, you can spend $2 and get some credits so you can buy a new gun. But, like, it doesn't even, like, explain it to you. Like, I still haven't figured it out. I just use the default guns going in every time. There's, like, an experience system I don't understand. I'm like, whatever. I just go in. The story isn't even a story. You're watching... I think you're, like, on a ship reenacting battles or something in VR. And I'm just like,
okay.
Why don't you just frame it as if you're actually doing the battles? Cat's back. Oh, my God. The cat keeps free running over my lap.
So sit closer to the table so she can't. And don't let her chew on the cables for the...
Don't attack the cat. Yeah. How about you sit like you mic checked?
Exactly.
Instead of
I can't. I have
here.
To wiggle.
I'm going
to
talk back here.
And then you wonder why you sound like shit every single time.
Where does the podcast sound bad when I'm on it?
Please don't do that.
Hold on. I can't. I got to tighten it again.
What did you do?
I was trying to take the mic out.
No, don't do that. Put it on the table.
Why?
Because I can hear everything that you're doing. It's
standing perfectly still.
Kill his mic.
Yes.
What's my heartbeat right now?
I will kill your mic.
I'm trying to put it back.
God damn it.
All right.
Sorry, yeah, no, listener, for all that bleeding in your ears. That you can blame that on Tim.
It's like he's five and he's still...
You can't put anything in front of him. He's like a child.
I'm fidgety because I'm cold. Leave me be.
That's because you're like 10 pounds.
Yes, I am 10 pounds. Anyway, yeah, the game, I went out and got a 360 controller just specifically to play. I'm playing it on a Microsoft Surface, by the way. Not on PC, not on phone. Somewhere in the middle.
Somewhere in the middle.
Technically, it's a PC, but it's in a tablet format.
What are the specs like on it?
It's an i5, 4 gigs of RAM.
Just really?
Scrape it across the lap. Right across
Put
the lap.
Put a fucking jacket on.
Now I have like a mantle on.
My God.
Yeah, no, it's a fast computer. It's...
Hey kid, I'm a computer.
It's a very fast computer, and I'm going to update it when the new one comes out at the end of the month.
Oh my God.
But it's the thing that's disappointing is it feels like the touch controls are awkward. Which
could have told you that.
Of course,
yeah.
Which is why I got a 360 controller to play it on.
You know my jacket has sleeves. You don't have to
This is actually working very well. I look like a leather-bound Mother Teresa right now.
Oh my God.
Son of a bitch.
But touch controls are awkward. I thought it would be better with a 360 controller. But instead of it being... Like, on a touch screen, you're not limited to 8 different, like, directions that the analog stick is basically determining.
Okay.
I don't know why it's only doing that, but it's only, like... Or not... Maybe a little bit more than 8, but I cannot, like... There's a noticeable, like, I can go at a 45-degree angle or, like, a 70-degree angle...
Nothing in between.
So it's like, not true analog when you're using the controller?
Yeah, there's some sort of weird, like, I don't know if it's just the sensitivity of the controller or what, but it's...
Do you think it might be the integration with the tablet?
I don't think so. Because it recognizes it as a 360 controller. It's built to handle it.
Well, yeah, I would hope so.
So the touch controls are actually a little bit more accurate. There's a little bit of auto aim assist, of course. But it's like really confusing. So that goes into an article I'm going to write soon when iOS 7 comes out. Is I'm going to get one of the game controllers that like Logitech's putting out for the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go and play a bunch of games with one of these controllers to see if the game is better with a controller or not. Like Nova, which is sort of like a iPhone Halo game.
Yeah. I mean, I would assume that a lot of those mobile games that can support controllers, I would think would play much better with a controller.
Yeah, I want to see though, like how is it right out of the box? Is there, you know, any trouble with it?
When we got those Mogas,
yeah.
I can't set mine up. Like I could not get mine to set up at all.
Now for iOS 7, are games going to have to be updated to use the controller?
Or are the controllers designed
to just act as a touch screen?
Well, what it is iOS did not allow controller input.
Yeah.
It just nothing allowed like an external controller basically.
Yeah.
And now they're allowing an external sort of control unit.
Like Bluetooth? Kind of like how the Moga is? Or?
Yeah, but I think that these are actually going to plug into the port.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it's going to be data, as far as I know. So they're going to allow you to actually just play games with a controller. And I don't know how it's going to work.
Because I can tell you right now, when I still had my iPhone, I got for Christmas, I think someone gave me like an iTunes card or something like that, and I'm on the iTunes store trying to find stuff to get with it, and I got Vice City for it. And it looked great, but holy shit, trying to play that on a touchscreen with the whole, like, you know, put your thumb down and that's your thumbstick now. Like,
yeah, I can't do shit like that.
Oh my God, I fucking hated it.
I kickstarted something and just got it, and this is going to be in the article as well. I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head, mind you, but it's, you know how, like, screen protectors?
Yeah.
It's basically...
The button things?
Yeah, like, what it is it's plastic that will be, like, the screen protector plastic, but it's cut out into certain shapes. So it'll be, like, a circle, and you put that on your phone, it'll be like a ring. And then you have something tactile that you can...
That might be neat.
Yeah, so
yeah, but you know what?
You don't overextend the direction you can go, which I always do.
The main thing that pissed me off more than anything was when you go to put your hands on the phone itself, you're taking away more from the screen.
Yeah.
So it's like you couldn't see that much of the actual game. Mm-hmm. Like it was like when I was playing it, I had a hard time seeing where the fuck I was going when I was driving because my two thumbs were on the fucking screen. Like,
you got them big fat thumbs.
Yeah, I have big fat sausage thumbs too. So like, I downloaded Secret of Mana on iOS back when I still had my iPhone, and trying to play that with virtual analog stick and virtual buttons, I wanted to tear my little remaining hair out.
Oh my God.
That's one of the inherent problems with these mobile games is the controls. They try to do the joystick thing because everybody knows how to use a joystick and a button. But it's like, people tend to forget that you have more options available to you.
Right.
Like working with Sword Tech, we've talked about, do we use the joystick? What if we do a touch thing? Nobody wants to do the touch to move thing.
No.
Which I think, I played a game like that, it actually worked really well. Where like, you're like, kind of like Diablo, where you're clicking where you want to be.
I'm looking at you because you keep, I get your plicatives.
Plicatives? If I... How's that?
Better.
Plicative.
Much better.
Plicative. Point the mic at your throat, not at your mouth.
Yes. Yeah, knock you right off track.
Brain is gone.
Good.
Oh, no.
That's what you get.
What was it?
Oh,
yeah, so like the tap to move thing. It'd be like Diablo, you'd point and click. And that works pretty well.
I would like that more than using a virtual analog
stick. For an RPG, yeah. I mean, I don't think I've controlled it well so far, so it's not too big of a problem.
In your direction. You're adding like so much more to it. Like, this thing that I think would be better. The thing that I have there would be, if
player choice. So if somebody gets it and they want to play one way, as opposed to the other way, it's not the sort of thing that can't stuff. The answer is that the simple system is the point of the system is not done, and how it's going to end. For the system is to basically around them, pops out, attack. I don't see it. Maybe just pick one of those ones.
So now I would think that you're moving out of combat with more sense of that. But you're going to move.
So everybody drives that everybody just like a system mission to move and they try to come in. And if you can't just hit the F button, which is like, everybody tried to do that. And it's really funny. I got to talk to the Planetary Annihilation guys, and I was showing them the build. Because the guy was, like, really interested. He's like, that sounds really cool. So, yeah, he was trying to tap on everything. And I'm like, no, don't tap.
Well, then maybe you should switch it to... See, that, and that's what tutorial. You do when you're in development stages. If everybody you've put it into...
No, we talked about it. We have designs to do different things that are going to get implemented right after this to try them and see how they test.
I would definitely give it a shot, mainly just because... Because I'm pretty sure I did the same thing, too. But it's one of those things where it's like, if you're using it on your test audience and that's basically what they're doing, like every single time you give someone that game, when they go to tap to move, maybe you should switch to tap to move.
Just saying. It's difficult, too, because you get a lot, like we got a lot of cool people working with us, but everybody has their own opinion.
What are you doing?
So everybody has their own opinion about how they want the game to be.
Trying to see the length. 45.
Yeah.
It doesn't always matter what
a lot of that is bullshit. You gotta cut.
It doesn't always matter what is logical game design wise. Some people just don't prefer that and they will not let you implement it.
Well, I don't know. That's for you guys to figure out.
Yep.
So it's
game dev. Game dev.
I'm not a part of the project, so I'm not gonna give you my opinion.
Game dev. Game dev is tough.
So speaking of touchscreen devices, Vita got a redesign.
Oh yeah, that thing. Everybody's pissed.
I didn't actually get to see like how it got.
Now, it looks like a Vita, but it's just like a little bit smaller.
It's 20% thinner, which is nice. Okay. But everybody's pissed because they switched the screen out in it. It's no longer that gorgeous OLED. It's now just an LCD screen.
Oh.
And you can tell. Like I saw.
I saw
comparisons, and it looks.
You'll still be able to get the older version, right?
Not when they release the new one, they'll probably discontinue the other one. That's
how they always do it. But that makes me really glad to have my
Vita soon. If I'm going to get one,
possibly.
It hasn't been
announced for America yet.
Okay.
Like the event that they had was a Japanese press conference, so everything they talked about was just Japanese details.
Okay.
You look like you were about to say something. Take your goddamn arms out of your shirt. Jesus
Christ. Yeah, no, just back on... That wasn't me, right?
No, that was a cat.
Okay. The screen thing, though, has a lot of people mad because it is, like, a downgrade.
Sounds like one. That's really bad.
It's pretty
shit. Really?
Didn't Sony even say that it was supposed to be an improvement to the screen?
Sony says a lot of things. I don't listen to what Sony tells me anymore.
Oh, but Sony does no wrong. It's only Microsoft screws up.
Yeah, well, show me a system that Sony will actually support to the fully, and I'll believe what Sony has to say. I mean, Sony's one of those companies that they're like, here we're gonna give you the coolest thing ever, and you're gonna love it, and they'll give us the coolest thing ever, and we'll love it. And then they'll never do anything with it for 10 years.
Like the Wonder Book. I mean...
What the...
like fucking PlayStation Move. Like
Oh, you mean the PlayStation Wii?
Yeah, but you know what? I think the way that they were actually implementing it, they could have actually done a lot with that. Because the way that it was going to work, the way that it actually picked it up, I thought it would have been a little bit more accurate than some of the other things
that was out on
the market at that time, and they didn't fucking do anything with it.
Nope.
No, Sony just does not like to support things.
And they could have had a fresh start with the PS4, include the fucking camera with every system. Nope. So now no one's going to give a shit about the Move again.
I don't care about either of the systems, really. I'm not going
to
pick anything.
See, but now at least with the Xbox... Developers don't have to worry about a fractured audience, whether or not they build Kinect stuff into games.
Yeah.
Because everyone's going to have a Kinect. So they can put Kinect features into the game.
Yeah. No, I agree. No.
Well, back on the Vita, though, they did put out something that excites me anally, is the Vita TV.
Yeah.
which is basically a little tiny box, white box.
A mini console.
It's a Vita that only hooks up to your TV, and you can hook up a PS3 controller to it to play.
You could plug in the memory cards and Vita carts.
It's a Vita home console.
Hmm.
Which is awesome, because there's a lot of cool Vita games that I'd like to play, but I don't really like the controls of the Vita. I don't like the PS3 controller either, but
yeah.
I mean,
I don't mind that. I don't understand why so some people just really shit on the PlayStation 3 controller. Because the controller hasn't evolved in a decade. I know, but
except got
the
worse.
Only thing that I don't like about the PS3 controller is the triggers. That's the only thing.
I think the triggers are awful, and I think the thumbsticks are fucking atrocious.
I don't mind the thumbsticks.
They're the loosest thumbsticks I've ever
used. If there was some more tension to it, then that'd be great. But at the same time, like, it's...
They're loose and my thumbs slide off of them all the time. Like, especially during, like, a tense fucking Metal Gear session where you're trying to, like, sneak and your hands are getting all fucking sweaty because you're, like, tense the fuck out. And then you have to do, like, a tiny little just, like, motion to kind of crawl really slow up to a guy. And then... the thumbstick slides away, your character like pops up, the guard's like, what? And shoots you in the face, and you know you're mad. And that happened all the time during Metal Gear 4.
Yeah, but if the thumbsticks were pitted instead of curved, that might be a big difference.
They fixed it for the PS4 controller. The PS4 controller
the belly button,
is much better.
The belly button thumbsticks.
The belly button thumbsticks. Well, see, Xbox took it a step further, too. Not only do theirs have like an indent for the Xbox One, but they have like a texture on the outside of the thumbstick too, so it's like you get really fucking grip no matter which way you're holding it.
Nice.
But the Vita TV looks awesome. Like PSP had a lot of cool little RPGs and little games come out on it that I would have liked to have played if they weren't on PSP.
And they're still coming out with stuff that's just digital now for PSP.
And I just would love to have had a way to play it at home, like the Valkyria Chronicles.
I mean, you could hook PSP up games. A PSP to your TV. The problem is with games, the windowing on the games is atrocious.
Is it? I never tried.
Oh my God. I'll show you when we're done. It looks god awful with how big of a frame is around the games.
That's funny.
So, okay, so let me ask you this. So, PSP to PS4, there's games obviously that you could play on the PSP and you could play on the PS4. How do you think the market would want something that would integrate with your Xbox? Does the market right now need an Xbox handheld?
We have one already.
What, the Surface tablet or the phone?
The Windows 8 environment, and this goes back to like what I was saying about what Microsoft needs to do to win the fucking console war, is if they make this unified environment, all of a sudden you go from having no handheld device... You have no portable device to now every phone with Windows 8 on it. Anything with Windows 8 on it connects into the Xbox system, Xbox environment. So now, right now, technically, the Windows 8 phone is the Xbox handheld because they have the games for Xbox on it. Now, all they need to do is push that farther, and then you have like that Spartan Assault game. I think it was dumb of them to only release it on the Windows 8 and the phone. I think that's a little.
I think we'll see an eventual XBLA release, though.
Do you think it would be really difficult for them to implement it into Android and iOS right now?
Probably just because of the architectures.
I think it would too. That's probably strange. That's why I would assume that. That's why they didn't do it.
But I think that it's interesting that they haven't pushed for this harder because it seems like the logical step forward. Now you have a phone, you have a tablet. You have the majority of the computers in the world, run on Windows.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just push this a little harder and you start making it so that Xbox games are coming out on PC, PC games are coming out on Xbox, and you're having phone games that sort of bridge the gap between them. For instance, like the thing that for Rift, the little scratch off.
I love that.
Like, imagine if they had the scratch off thing for like Saints Row or
God, yeah, that'd be cool.
I mean, stuff like that because
match three dildos.
No, actually, imagine if they had the Saints of Rage thing.
Oh my God.
On your phone, and you'd be able to like the experience and money that you got in that. could transfer onto your...
I want a standalone Saints of Rage so bad.
That's exactly what I'm talking about, though, is that they have a huge opportunity to have sort of like Xbox Arcade on your phone, and then you could earn a bunch of things
I would
for
love
your,
it.
Your main environment.
Now, I have a question for you, quick. You said implementing into iOS and Android. Did you mean Halo specifically?
No,
or just
like
Xbox games?
Xbox games.
Because there is, I know... Back when I had my iPhone, there's at least one Xbox game on iOS called Wordament. It's a puzzle game.
Okay.
That you can full-on earn achievements on your iPhone.
Okay. Well, no,
So I think they can implement it, but they would rather focus on, you know, their own platform.
Well, Microsoft bought Nokia as well.
Yeah, they just bought Nokia, so...
Oh, yeah, that's right. I heard about that. Yeah.
That's good. I really want to see them push that platform forward. And I want to see them push into the mobile market. It's a smart angle they went at it too, because mobile games are huge. Playing on your phone is, it's the new Game Boy.
Dude, I tell you what, because I've been sitting on the couch because of my surgery, I've been playing my DS more, and like I was playing that Shadow Era game on my phone. I've been playing on my phone and my DS more than my console. Because I'm kind of limited to what I can do and my movement. But I purposely sat there and I'm like, I'm going to find something on my phone. I'm like, phones have so many games right now. I never play games on my phone. I'm going to find one. And then I started playing Shadow Air and I've been playing the shit out of it. But I would love to see, because even with my Xbox, like when I initially bought my Xbox, I had like 2 game discs, maybe 3. But I just bought pretty much everything that was on Xbox Live Arcade. Mm-hmm. I would love to be able to take the stuff that's on the Xbox Live Arcade and put it on a handheld or on my phone or whatever. And just be able to take that whole thing with me and be able to play it whenever I want.
There's a lot of games on Arcade that could be on phone, easy peasy. It's just a market that... it's a market that Microsoft could just crush.
Oh my God,
Put Xbox Arcade on friggin'... on Windows Phone, and now everybody has... Now you have a games market on there that didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
At least only partially exists.
Well, you'd have a really good... Well, I mean, yeah, that would take a good chunk of your apps market.
And everybody would... It's a installed base already. Everybody goes, wait, oh man, I got to go buy a phone. I'm going to buy the one with Xbox Live Arcade on it because
then I could play my games that I've already bought. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Like, you've got your Xbox thing on there. Go to...
Well, actually, since you guys are talking about Windows Phone, I wanted to make fun of Bogue for a second. I've been playing a game called Alpha Jax. It's pretty much Words with Friends, Microsoft made, so it has achievements. And Bogue is just straight up cheating against me.
So were you. I watched you
against that random guy.
Yeah, he did a random, like, you know, face an opponent.
No, some random guy challenged me. And his first word was boob. No, because then you get a loss if you decline.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Yeah, it hits you for a loss. So I just, if it's a random person, against friends, I won't cheat. It's friends. But, against friends. Shut up. I'm not playing words like Gleed, Thebe, Pewit, or Zarf.
Oh, yeah. He is not going to use the word Pewit.
Or Zarf.
Is that that's a word?
That is a word. I even like call them out. I'm like,
no, call him right now. Call him on the phone right now.
Be like, what does Zarf mean?
No, can you use Zarf in a sentence?
Yeah, right.
Well, no, I called him out. I said, you are beyond cheating now. Zarf. He said it, just consider it me expanding my vocabulary.
Oh, yeah, right.
Call him up right now. Ask him what Zarf means.
Yeah, call him.
How's it going to sound though?
Put it on speakerphone and put it right next to your...
How's it gonna sound?
Yeah.
I don't know. I find him.
It's not like, you know, we've actually put a lot of effort into this recently. This episode anyway. We haven't really.
Context.
I tried. Listener, I tried.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You liar.
I tried.
Fucking liar.
If my sleep schedule was right, I'd be less fidgety. I'm cold and tired and fidgety.
I slept for like 3 hours on a recliner.
Yeah, well, you're more resilient than I am.
You're funny. Am I helping if you put it on speaker?
I did.
Now it is. Go up a little bit. I have to see how this sounds. Put my... Yeah, hold it right there and don't move. Try talking too.
Bogue, what's up, dude?
Not much, just eating.
I got a question for you.
What's up?
Can you use Zarf in a sentence?
Zarf?
Yes.
No, Zarf.
Z-A-R-F. Can you use it in a sentence?
Oh, yeah. It's the act of zarfing. The other day, I dug a big hole, and I filled it with all my zarfs. I have no idea.
Oh, man.
How about, no clue. Not
how about gleed? Can you use gleed in a sentence?
Greed?
Gleed. G-L-E-E-D. You should know this word. You played it in Alpha Jax.
You expanded your vocabulary.
Well, yes, gleed.
Yes, gleed.
Yeah, it's the past tense form of the word glee. it would be like a glee club full of like old people who are past their prime. That would be a gleed club.
They have once gleed.
They once gleed.
I guess he passes the test. Bogue was not cheating at Alpha Jax.
No, not at all.
He's cleared his name.
No, because they're all words. That's the point.
They can't
be cheating if the computer program that accepts the words or denies words, if it accepts the word, then obviously it's a word. It'd be a situation where we'd be playing, and you'd be like, that's not a word, and I'd be like, yeah, it is, look it up. And you look it up, and it's a word, so I got to play it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Only this is a computer program that makes it easier for me to play BS words.
Basically.
Yes.
Basically.
So the moral of the story is don't play word games against Bogue.
So the moral of the story is that he legitimately lost by over 200 points to me.
I still lose against Joe. Because Joe gets blessed by the random letter bag fairy or something.
Letter bag fairy.
Have you played Pappy yet?
Pappy's worse than you.
Oh my god, he's insane.
Literally, Joe plays the word axe, like an axe. Three letters, he plays it for like 75,000 bajillion points. I'm like, holy cow, how did he just play a three letter word for like 16 gazillion points? It's retarded.
Gotta use those multiplier squares.
Yeah, triple word score plus massacre bonus.
Yeah.
Plus, big guy bonus points. Plus,
bonus points.
Fat guy in a little coat.
I'm taller than 7 foot. Word bonus and all kinds of stuff. You know what I mean? I wear size 16. Word bonus.
I didn't know the game could detect that.
Knuckles are hairier than yours. Word bonus.
I didn't know Windows Phone had Kinect.
And I'm getting docked points for, my humanistic flaws, Like, you have more hair on your back than your head, word docks me points,
Dude, if that was the case, I'd be losing a lot of points, too. You have a lot more on your head than I have on mine.
Gross.
Yeah, well, I have a lot more on my back than you do. And now, back to your regularly scheduled program.
All right, love you, Bug.
Bye.
Bye.
By the way, my fiance says I cheat too, so.
Yeah, I think she's been cheating lately too. Either that or you've been cheating for her.
Oh no, I did play her last like two turns.
Okay, so you're still a dick.
But I have an amazing vocabulary.
Actually, if you had an amazing vocabulary, you would replace that with vernacular.
Well, I didn't get to play that BS word yet.
No, that's a real word.
But to me, it would be a BS word until I played it.
Just call him an asshole and hang up.
Goodbye.
Bogue, ladies and gentlemen. Classy guy.
So, yeah.
Original recipe.
It's
So Bogue's, Bogue's a cheater at Alpha Jax.
That's why I don't play games like that. Because you could so... like, there are apps that are specifically designed to help you cheat in those games. Like,
so, any other news? So I can go home and sleep?
I'm trying to think. There really wasn't that much news this... Oh, happy birthday to Steam.
Oh, yeah, yeah. October 29th, I get my 10-year Steam badge. Because I'm a nerd.
I think I'm at 6 years. Something like that. What's yours at?
I don't fucking know. It updated yesterday, so that happened.
It updates every day.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I think it updates every single day that I have my computer connected to the internet.
And every time I want to shut my computer down, Steam prevents it. And I have to force close Steam.
Maybe you should have a better computer.
Probably.
That's probably your main issue.
Build me one.
Actually, why don't you build yourself a Steam box for about $600?
Because I don't know how. Plus, there's two game consoles coming out this year. That's where my money's going.
This would trump them.
Don't care.
Actually, at the NVIDIA panel at PAX, they showed all the graphs and numbers for the power of the system in relation to the power of PC. PC's usually about 13 times more powerful at the day of the launch. It's ridiculous. Yeah. And they showed the exponential growth because the cards are so much faster. And compared to the lifespan of the systems right now,
yeah,
it's ridiculous what's going to happen in the next, like, just 5 years.
I think this is going to be the turning point for PCs. I think this might be the last main console generation.
Oh, maybe. No, it's going to be the last major console generation.
I think so.
Everything will just become a PC afterwards.
Yep.
Which, it's going to be, they'll be streamlined PCs. They'll just be like Steam boxes.
Right.
That's why I think Valve got ahead of that curve as they saw.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And they're going to be ready to drop a console for that era, which would just be here's a PC with an OS on it, with a specialized OS on it
that mainly just boots up to Steam Big Window.
Yeah, exactly. It's just going to be Steam Big Window, and you'll be able to do other things to it if you want, but you won't have to you'll be able to buy your Xboxes, your Xbox 1, 2, 3s. And it'll boot up to the cross media bars, and you'll get your Kinect squared to draw with your penis.
Wow!
Play the games.
I think we need to cut this off because he's just
the future.
Yeah, he's
just losing his mind now.
Tired.
I'm pretty sure you would
wind it down.
You would think that he was the one that was on the medication for this.
Yeah, I need coffee now. That's the problem.
We have a Keurig behind you.
It's too right far away behind your
my
head.
Arms God, have already my bitch. Arms have fallen off from
he's
leprosy.
A diva. He's
I'm not a diva, but I just don't have arms.
Okay, so music this week, I'm gonna
can we play the zoop 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 again?
Just that's, played already.
It's gonna be in the middle.
Yeah, can we play it again?
No, we're gonna finish off with some Final Fantasy 14 music because I finally got my soundtrack of it. And
oh yeah, that's right. Yeah,
we're going to rock some Final Fantasy 14. And just for you, I'm gonna in between every song is gonna be the victory theme.
Nice.
Is it going to be Final Fantasy 14 Lightning Returns?
No, that's 13.
What?
That'd be awesome if they did 14 Lightning Returns as well. That was an experience.
I'm pretty sure Kim is high.
We're going to have to put him down.